Welcome to the Become a Provider podcast, a show about how people bless and protect others and how you can do the same. I'm your host, Justin Thomas. Let's begin. Welcome back to this special mini episode where I'm Justin, and normally I get a chance to interview people that have provided for me. We dive into their story a little bit more. Today, I just wanted to reflect on a recent experience, and I hope it encourages your journey. So, as Winston Churchill is credited saying, never let a good crisis go to waste, I'll modify that to say, never let a crazy endurance event go to waste, where this past weekend, some friends and I traveled up to Washington, D.C., and we completed this event called the Go Ruck Star Course. It's a 26.2-mile endurance challenge. You bring your weighted backpack with some food and water, and your job is to start with the team and end with the team under 11 hours. So what is Go Ruck and the Star Course? Well, maybe best just to read directly from their site. It's a company that makes fancy, expensive backpacks and puts on hard events to do. And you think, why in the world would I want either of those? And that's a very decent question to ask. But it's one of those hard things that makes you better. And it's special ops military guys giving civilians just a little taste of their training. So here is their description of the Star Course. It says, rucking is the foundation of special forces training, and the Star Course, which is what we did this past weekend in D.C., is the culminating exercise of special forces selection. Your ruck's on your back, you're given waypoints, and you have to meet the time standard if you want to pass. Go, says the cadre, you plan your route, and then you're off. There are no push-ups or smoke sessions. That's not this event. It's just you, your rucksack, your team, and the miles, and it's not to be underestimated. The Go Ruck Star Course honors our roots in special forces and adds a team dynamic so you can share the experience together. Those who successfully pass will earn the Star Course patch. It will never be for sale. So I actually took a lot of inspiration with Go Ruck and how they model having a standard and awarding a successful completion with a patch in my C.L. Thomas Fellowship group, which many of you know the story of. But for those that aren't familiar, after my father passed away, my wife and I started a nonprofit called the C.L. Thomas Fellowship. And the idea was just, let's create a safe place, a small groups, to tackle this theme of leaving a positive legacy and living a positive legacy as a provider. And we define being a provider as one who blesses and protects themselves and others. And so it's this about, you know, 9-10 month commitment in a small group setting where we ask the participants to just be open and honest and come journey with us as we explore the themes of becoming a provider. And for those that just show up and do the work and are authentic and helpful in the group, it's pretty easy. But that's the standard. You get a custom C.L. Thomas patch, never be for sale, but they earn it in the group. And so all this actually comes together because the friends whom I just completed the challenge with this weekend for this Go Ruck event, they were all members of my recent fellowship group. So it was really special to reflect on the fact that we had spent intentional time together as a small group of men, really kind of on the emotional side, exploring the story we were telling ourselves, more the mental issues, the career issues, just learning one another's stories, encouraging each other's in different areas as we seek to become better providers in that intentional season of life where we met up every single month. It was always my hope and dream that at the end of this fellowship, you know, we all go our ways. This is a specific season that we're more committed to the monthly meetups and then hangouts in between the monthly meetups. So my intention was, hey, let's all show off our patches and rucksacks when we do an event together. And I was so delighted that these men were up for this endurance challenge. So here we go, this past weekend, driving up from the Raleigh-Durham area to Washington, D.C., excited to spend the weekend together and also trying to gear up for this challenge. It starts at 6 a.m. and we have until 5 p.m. to complete the points. So we have our backpacks on, we're rocking and rolling, feeling good. Everyone's got a great attitude with it, and we're progressing nicely. And you know, I think that in relationships, you can have a great relationship and a variety of strategies. But I was reflecting after this weekend, you know, why was that so special? And I think it was unique and helped deepen our relationships and friendships as a group because we had both sides of the coin, where we had experiences more on the vulnerable, emotional side through completing the fellowship together, appreciating each other's stories, practicing skills, the provider skills that we try to do by being a blessing speaker and really active listening to one another, just to name a couple. And then the other side of the coin is just like having a exercise adventure together, an endurance adventure together. And like I said, I'm a believer you can have close relationships in a variety of ways and unique experiences. But maybe the magic sauce is if you want to go deeper in a relationship and a friendship, especially, I just experienced just a way of doing that. And it was through the combination, as I mentioned, of this emotional side by the fellowship group and then this endurance side of the exercise challenge through the GORUCK event. So that was something I wanted to share as a potential encouragement. If you're looking to go deeper in some relationships, consider, well, maybe you're just focusing on one side of the coin versus both. The other thing that I wanted to reflect on briefly is that we made it during the course of the event. We had only an hour left to go before the time cut off, approximately about an hour. And I looked at the watch and everyone looked at the watch and we had gone, you know, over 25 miles. So we're thinking, okay, this is a 26.2 mile challenge. We're almost done with this thing. But then I put in the coordinates for the next stop and we had another 2.7 miles to go. And it was a lesson and a challenge into what do you do when expectations aren't met? All of us in our minds were thinking 26.2. We do 26.2 and we're done. We're patched up. We got this thing. Well, it's a little bit of a bummer when you've been on your feet for 9.5 hours or so, and you think you're almost done, and then all of a sudden someone says, oh, actually, we've got about 3 more miles to go. So another just great lesson learned of there's going to be different moments in our lives that the expectations aren't met, and we have to rally the troops and just keep on going. And one of our guys had a hurt hip and wanted to stop, and another guy said, oh, no, like we'll carry your bag. We got this. Just keep walking. Everyone all of a sudden got super focused, like, hey, we've got just an hour. We've got almost 3 miles to go. We got to get after this because if we don't, then we don't meet the standard of the GORUCK Star Course Challenge. And how sad would that be to make this trip up to DC and not get patched up? So I'm happy to report we finished on time, got the patch, and celebrated afterwards. And I thought, gosh, I just wanted to share some of the great lessons learned not to let a challenging endurance event go to waste. And to reflect on that two sides of the coin of relationships, how to go deeper, and also a great reminder of how to press on when expectations aren't quite met the way that we at least expected. So with that said, just a little mini episode from me to you, and I'm excited about our upcoming guests here. So we'll be back with some more full episodes soon. In the meantime, go check out some of the resources I have. Schedule a call with me if you want to chat about things that you have going on. At justinthomascoaching.com. Bless and protect. Thank you for listening to this episode. Before you take off, I wanted to ask if you would enjoy getting a short email from me every Wednesday called A Kind Word. It provides a little positivity to help you get over hump day. It's free and shares highlights of things that have brought me joy over the past week. If you want to start getting a kind word from me, simply sign up at justinthomascoaching.com by entering your email address and you'll get the next one. That's justinthomascoaching.com. Thanks again for listening. Bless and protect.